Good morning. Tony Abbott says he's expecting opposition to his parental leave plan from within coalition ranks. Mr. Abbott's proposed a 26-week scheme, paid at full salary, and he plans to tax big business to pay for it.
I have no doubt that there will be some of my colleagues who will be a bit anxious about this. I have no doubt whatsoever about this.
Mr. Abbott says in the end the scheme will produce a stronger economy. Still with politics, and a poll out today is pointing towards a very close contest in next week's South Australian election. News poll says each party has 50% of the two-party preferred vote. The death toll from a weekend of sectarian violence in Nigeria has climbed to more than 500. Authorities say Christian settlements were stormed by gangs in the central city of Jos at the weekend. Most of the victims appear to be women and children. The Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono arrives in Canberra this morning for a three-day visit. Asylum seekers and people smuggling are expected to be on the agenda for talks with the Prime Minister. And Australian cricket vice-captain Michael Clarke has quit the tour of New Zealand for personal reasons. It's not known at this stage if or when he'll return. And we'll have more news later.